From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Paul Prebenza, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you, everybody. It's time once again for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Jason Waldman from Rye, New York.
Hey, how are things in Rye?
Rye is good.
Is everybody Rye there in Rye?
It's a pretty Rye group.
More to the point, is the Playland closed?
No, it's still open.
Excellent.
Is it really?
What is
the
Rye Playland? It's one of the oldest amusement parks in America.
I had no idea.
They have about one roller coaster crash a year, but it's still open.
It's where they have,
But that's the good one.
That movie where Tom Hanks grows up, he's the little kid and he grows up.
Yeah, yeah, big.
That machine is at Rye
Playland. Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, the Zoltar machine.
Yeah.
It really is there?
Yes.
Does it routinely turn
children into adults? No, it doesn't, actually. But it turns adults into children, because Rye Playland is fun.
Oh.
Where adults can be a kid.
Aw. What, do you work for the Chamber of Commerce?
I do. Thank you very much.
Well, Jason, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must tell truth from fiction if you can. Carl, what is Jason's topic?
Oh, no. You can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union.
The Writers Guild is not the only group in the middle of a labor action. This week we read about another group of workers who got fed up with management and gave voice to their complaints. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of workers in the world uniting. Choose the real story. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
First up, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
The masses rose up in Wisconsin Dells last week. Beaver Tail Bob's, a local chain of trapper-themed family restaurants, feature a roving band of musicians called Beaver Tail Bob and the Skillet Lickers, who roam the restaurants singing. The musicians in the various bands have been vainly trying to affiliate with the local musicians union. Last Thursday, all at once, the several groups of Skillet Lickers spontaneously broke into a medley of Look for the Union Label, Woody Guthrie's Vigilante Man, and the Internationale. Stunned patrons looked up from their beaver tail pizzas in amazement, and management went back into negotiations with the musicians. That vigilante song was cool, said one young patron.
Beaver Tail Bob and the Skillet Lickers doing union songs in restaurants in the Wisconsin Dells. Your next story of workers uniting comes from Paul Prevenza.
The Redlands County Circus of Redlands, Texas, has been suffering declining audiences and profits and had to let over a third of the performers go. To put pressure on management, the clown troupe, which lost three of its eight clowns, staged a protest during a performance. We're normally happy clowns, said one of the troupe, but we wanted people to see the pain and suffering the people who run this show have caused. They decided instead to frighten the children with, quote, the harsh realities of corporate greed. Entering the ring with makeup more suited to Marilyn Manson, the clowns shambled to the children in the front row and begged for food. We're starving, they said. Feed us cotton candy or we will die. Children were horrified as pratfalls were played for real, and one clown, slipping on pie cream, feigned paralysis, moaning, I have no health insurance, I have no health insurance.
It was a clown strike, and the clowns threw down their tools in Redlands, Texas. Your last story of labor unrest comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Italian artist models are so unhappy with their working conditions, they're striking by putting their clothes on. Nude models say they want professional recognition and full-time contracts. Only 50 of about 300 models have employment agreements. It's a tough, cold job, said 42-year-old Antonella Migliorini. We are not porn stars. The tradition of models at art schools goes back for centuries, but it took a nude protest, ironically enough, in the 1970s to secure formal job contracts. Now workers want better workplace conditions. Quote, once a group of Japanese tourists turned up and started taking photographs, complained Migliorini. I had to cover myself up quickly. An education ministry official has agreed to meet with the strikers. We need to get to the bottom of this, he told the Times of London.
One of these groups of workers is protesting their working conditions. Is it musicians at Beaver Tail Bob's in the Wisconsin Dells of Wisconsin? That's from Charlie Pierce. From Paul Prevenza, clowns at the Redlands Circus in Redlands, Texas. Or from Roxanne Roberts, nude artist models in Italy. Which of these are the real unhappy workers trying to get better conditions?
You know what? I think the clowns are getting a bad rap these days.
Yes,
you know,
they
are. Kids are scared of them. I think it's the Italian models, though.
You think so? Why?
It just sounds so real.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
So, you're picking then Roxanne's story of the striking nude models in Italy. Well,
yep.
To bring you the real story, we spoke to someone who had an intimate understanding of the working conditions involved in the dispute.
I certainly sympathize because the work is not as easy as it looks. But on the other hand, I've never come across this particular problem. My models have always been well paid and seem to be totally comfortable doing the work.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Leonard Nimoy, an actor and well-known photographer of nude models, explaining that he's never had an issue with models going on strike. Yes, you, in fact, picked the right story, Roxanne.
Wow.
Well done, Jason.
Thank you. Oh, I'm excited.
By the way, if you're saying to yourself, Leonard Nimoy, photographer of nude models, why, yes, you can go see his work currently on display at the R. Michelson Galleries in Northampton, Massachusetts. But Jason, back to you. You did it. You earned a point for Roxanne, and you have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it fabulous?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye.